You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, over time, many things have broken the internet.
Yep.
Kim Kardashian's bum was one of them.
There was an egg.
What was the egg one?
Do you remember the egg? The egg is the most viewed photo on Instagram ever.
Oh, yes, of course. There's someone just set up an Instagram saying, can this egg become really famous? And it did.
Yeah.
It's just a picture of an egg off Google.
I don't know if it was hard-boiled or...
I mean, we will never know.
It needs kind of... it would need to be a hard-boiled one because a lot of pressure being looked at that many times.
Very true. Another thing that broke the internet was, remember a couple of years ago there was that picture of the dress... Some people saw it as black and blue.
Yeah.
Other people saw it as white and gold. And it was kind of, people couldn't work out why you were looking at the same dress and yet it's completely different colours.
People get very passionate about it, which I found interesting. Like, it's just a dress. What does it matter what colour it is?
Sure. And then there was also, there's a piece of audio. Some people heard Laurel, some people heard Yanni.
Out of an interest, what did Yanni? It's Yanni. Anyway.
Yanni, what? Close enough.
So you clearly.
Sorry.
So you heard Laurel?
Yeah.
Right, because Laurel was the lower frequencies.
Oh, so like, how it works.
Yeah, so your hearing is less like a dog's than mine. Because they can
I'll
hear,
take that as a compliment.
Because they can hear higher frequencies. So like dog whistles and stuff.
Yeah.
If you heard Yanny,
all
then
right.
You are more likely to hear a dog whistle than someone else.
So what, so you heard Yanny?
Yeah.
So can you hear dog whistles?
No. But I'm more likely to, is what I'm saying. You're more likely to because you're closer to that high register. You still can't.
It's still impossible for a human. But if it was possible, you would be a step ahead.
All I'm saying is you're closer. You're that much closer.
Well, Simo, there has been a brand new one of these, which is kind of doing the rounds on social media.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything to do with the frequency or anything like that. It's just what you're thinking in your head when you hear it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So you got the bit of audio here. It only goes for like 5 or 6 seconds. Now, Simo, completely clear your mind.
Yeah.
Good, that's done. And then play the audio, and I want you to tell me what is the first thing you hear when you hear this.
It's worth mentioning as well, I only have one headphone that works, like one ear.
So you need to buy new headphones, mate.
I could be, you know, I am at a disadvantage. I have been handicapped if this is some kind of test. 4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9-4-9- if you play something on loop,
yeah,
right, more and more times, you will hear something different every time.
Yeah. So what was the first thing that you heard?
Fortnite?
Yeah. All right, apparently there's lots of different things that you can hear. Okay, yeah. Play it again, but think nice ones.
No, I can't hear anything but Fortnite now, because once you hear something, you need to kind of... too difficult.
Well, think about it. Apparently you can also hear 9-4.
Yeah, you can. 4-9, 4-9, 4-9.
iPhone?
Oh, yeah, you can, yep.
Apparently you can also hear throw a knife.
Throw a knife? Oh, yeah, nice. Yep, good beat. Yep.
You can also hear eye for an eye.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear for an eye.
And yep. Then there's another one, which I've just realised. If you listen really closely, it actually says, give Jordan all your money.
No,
I've heard that.
You're hearing that, are you?
Yeah, I'm hearing
okay,
that. Yeah.
Right, yep.
Yeah. Give Jordan all your money.
And that's gone viral, has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of done the rounds.
Are you the most famous Jordan that they're going to donate to?
Because hopefully it's not Michael Jordan.
Yeah. That's
He's got enough money.
There's a few Jordans out and about. They've already got a bit of coin.
Yeah. Not me.
Simo and Jordan.
And Nigella Lawson. Are you familiar?
She's a British chef, is she not?
British chef, celebrity chef, would you say, even?
Yeah.
Celebrity food judge.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a bit of her here.
And maybe I shouldn't say this because I know it's a terrible cliche, but it's true. I find it easier using my hands, but you may use whatever implements you prefer.
Now, she is...
Talking about cooking there.
she's notorious for being, would you say... verbally expressive with her cooking shows.
I've never really watched one. Judging from that 10-second bit of audio, I'm going to say yes.
I grew up on Nigella, for sure.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
She taught me many things, mainly how to cook. And so she has released a recipe of recent times.
Okay.
Which has got people's attention.
Got people's attention in a good way or a bad way?
Oh, you be the judge.
Okay.
Now, it's a pasta dish.
So far, so good.
Alrighty. So the pasta dish involves a few things which are pretty typical. All right. So you got your cheese involved.
Yep. I endorse cheese on pasta.
All right. There is also some butter involved.
Very Moorish and rich, this pasta, I can feel it being, but so far, so good.
And so, yeah, it all seems pretty much on point, right?
And I hope there's other ingredients.
There is.
I'm just having butter and cheese.
One more ingredient.
Okay. I get the feeling this is going to be the controversial one. If you say, like, tomato sauce or something like that, I'm going to be very annoyed. And the next ingredient, crushed tomatoes. How weird is that?
No, so Vegemite is what she's decided to add to those ingredients.
Vegemite?
Yes, indeed.
Right.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to say no.
Not a fan?
No, well, I'm not an Australian and all that sort of stuff. I don't like Vegemite at the best of times, let alone when it's on pasta.
So 375 grams of spaghetti, 50 grams of unsalted butter, freshly grated Parmesan cheese, and 1 teaspoon of Vegemite.
No! When you were giving the ingredients before, what was it? The 375 grams?
Yeah.
I thought that was going to be of Vegemite. Jesus, Nigella!
You got to get your portions right.
Good, but yeah, okay, 1 teaspoon, because you only have a little bit. So what are people saying about this? Are they saying it's nice?
Some people are like, oh, it's divine, delish, fantastic. And those people are who we call idiots.
Well, Simo, you say that. However, something has just sprung into my mind.
Yes.
We talked about on the show this morning, your spread of choice is Vegemite with cheese.
Yes,
is it not?
That's
on
how
toast?
I roll, yeah.
This is more, I assume you may have some butter as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is more or less just that.
It is.
But a different carb.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And is pasta really that different to bread? It's flour, it's eggs, it's mixed together, it's just cooked in a different way.
Okay.
And cut into a different shape.
There's a bit going on that's different.
Is it really? I mean, you endorse having
these
toppings on a carb, and now they're having it on another carb, and you're calling them idiots.
No, I'd never said that.
You said it 30 seconds ago.
I said, like, they're idiots for not trying it.
Ah, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you should go into politics.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I have an update on a news story we talked about, I think it was last week.
Okay.
Do you remember the escaped beefalo?
Oh, yes. Right, the genetically modified buffalo and cow, right?
Well, how they've described it in the article is it's a hybrid between a bison and a domestic cow.
That's the one.
And it was being transferred to the abattoir, where the deed was going to happen. However, during it being transferred, it managed to escape and it has been on the run. Multiple attempts to try and recapture this hybrid bison-cow thing.
Yep.
Have been attempted, but they haven't been able to capture it. It's eluded trapping because it's quite aggressive. It's a little side effect of creating a hybrid bison and a cow.
This is prime. Like, is this the this is actually the plot to the New Mutants, isn't it? This is the new X-Men film.
I mean, potentially,
probably.
Potentially, we don't know.
Don't we call the Avengers when this kind of stuff happens?
I think we do.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anyone have their phone number?
Someone give them a buzz.
So this cow was still on the run, and multiple attempts were happening to try and capture it, but they couldn't capture it. And that's kind of where we left the story. That's where it was like a week or so ago.
Where are we now?
Well, Simo.
Yes.
It is still on the run.
Wow.
However, it's starting to become like a mythical creature.
Oh, God.
Like the Loch Ness Monster or the Yowie or Bigfoot or all of those sort of things. The escaped beefalo.
The beefalo.
This is in Connecticut in America, by the way.
Oh, my gosh.
And there have been sightings.
Have been mystical beefalo appearing all over the city.
People have been contacting, like, the police in the local area saying, oh, I just saw, like, this weird, really weird, like, kind of cow-type bison thing. It was just roaming around. And police are like, yeah, we know about that.
Typical police. Yeah, no, we know, like, you know, they're like the cool guy at the party. They're like, yeah, we know, we already knew that. Why don't you do something?
But we're working on it. It's quite aggressive.
Oh, man.
The police set up, like, giant traps for it.
Giant traps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, so they got all these fences and created, like, a sort of a 5-metre circle type thing with an opening and some food in the middle.
Okay.
And I think the idea was the beefalo, as it's called,
yep,
would be lured into the trap by the food, and then they'd be able to come and shut the door. It did two of those things. It did smell the food. It was lured into the trap.
Yes.
But...
escaped.
Yes.
Ah, well.
They didn't close the door in time. But they do have footage of it kind of sort of sneakily wandering up to the trap.
A sneakily...
I mean, it's just sussing it out.
It's a sneaky beefalo.
Yes.
Right.
It's just, you know, sussing out, there's some food over there. I'll have a little nibble. And then just bolting out as soon as it senses that something's not quite right.
It's got a good... it's really got a couple of good character traits to really get that kind of cult mascot logo city status. They're going to give it the keys to the city? Is that something they give their heroes and their mascots?
Well, I don't know. Well, it's still on the loose.
Yeah.
Come over here. We'll give you the keys to the city in this ceremony. It's happening in this cage. Just enter the cage and you'll get the keys and then it'll be trapped.
No. Meanwhile, the beefalo's already like so canny. It's already got the keys. It's like, I'm not showing up. It's probably trapped.
Just get into its back pocket. Just goes, what? You mean these keys?
Yeah, these ones.
But Simo, as of right now, this escape beefalo,
yes,
what it's called, it's still escaped. It's still in the loose.
Oh, well.
So, check in with more next week on the beefalo update.
Are people going to start... because like you say, they've started mythologizing it, haven't they? So there's going to be beefalo tattoos. Is there merch? There's got to be merch. There'll be merch.
If there's not, let's make it.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably next.
Call up the radio station for a $5 beefalo t-shirt.
Yeah, if you...
I love heart beefalo. Instead of I love New York.
Simo and Jordan.
COVID hobbies. Did you pick one up?
During lockdown, you mean?
That's right.
I didn't really. I think like a lot of people got into baking.
Oh, yes, that's right.
A lot of people making bread.
Yeah, knitting, cross stitch.
No.
Learned a whole new language.
Could be anyone learned a whole new language. I think, learn a whole new language, did one lesson, go, oh, no, this is too tricky.
Got ripped. And then after doing one yoga session, they're like, nah. Yeah.
Got ripped. All right, what's there to do? I'm going to sit on the couch, watch Netflix and eat chocolate.
So one COVID hobby was painting.
Oh, okay, nice.
Right, get your artistic side out.
Yeah.
Okay?
I mean, why not?
Now, someone has decided to take that artistic expression to the next level and try to cheer people up.
Okay.
By painting their garage door.
Does he ask for permission before he's painted the garage door?
No, he's just done it himself. How does it look?
Okay, well, you've got a picture. I can see on your screen over there a picture of a garage door.
That's right.
It looks nice. There's like a night sky. The moon is there. And then is that the desert, I assume? Think,
yeah, maybe some desert hills. Or
yeah, like sand dunes.
Either way, or like that's like a really close kind of POV of some yellow jelly looking up into the sky.
Look, I mean, it's a beautiful work of art. Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
However, if we could just circle back to the just going up to random houses and painting their garage doors.
Yeah.
I can see how some people, police, may see that as an issue.
Well, naturally, it is believed that it is the homeowner who's done this.
Okay, well, if he's doing his own home, okay, that's fine.
If it's his own house, that's fine. You haven't got a problem with that at all.
Why should I have a problem with it? I'm kind of looking. Is there like...
I'm just checking.
If I look at it sideways, does it look like it's some kind of innuendo or something?
Upside down, Mr. Squiggle.
Upside down?
No.
Is there something I'm missing in that picture?
No. However, people driving past and their neighbours are not happy. Jordan?
Okay. Why?
Because look at it. It's an abomination. You can't be painting, you know, pictures on your garage, can you?
Are we looking at the same picture here on your screen? That's definitely...
This is an overreaction from a noisy neighbour.
Oh, I think it's... Okay. So the neighbour is a Karen who says, no, all garage doors should be white.
That's
and
right.
Plain coloured and not fun or interesting in any way.
So she has written up a note
Right.
She's used a computer. There is a great aggressive font involved.
Yes, I can. You've now got a picture of the note on your screen.
It's all capitals.
Not one word in lowercase.
So you got red font color as well. Right. So this thing is rife and ready to explode.
You can tell that someone's angry when they've done the red colored ink.
You just devalued all our homes in this area with that hideous graffiti at the front of your house. It has made the entire neighborhood look like some low-income ghetto.
I don't think it has, but anyway.
You couldn't have put it inside your house on an interior wall versus force us all to have to live with that. You have compromised everyone's property value and resale opportunities by doing it with no consideration for anyone but your tasteless self.
How long does this go on for?
What a total lack of respect for your neighbours and anyone else's value of property of pride of ownership in this neighbourhood.
Oh. Do you want to do the very last three words down the bottom?
I'm sorry, I'm getting exhausted. No, there's still another paragraph to go.
There's still another paragraph!
What a total lack of respect for your neighbours and anyone else's value of property. I feel sorry for the homeowners on your street, and thank God it is not ours. But every visitor we now have to drive by that shiitake mushrooms on our way and like driving through some kind of hood. Shame on you!
You know how, like, 2 minutes ago I said
you have no class!
Oh, there's more!
No, that's it.
Okay. You know how, like, 2 minutes ago...
Yeah.
I thought you were saying you have no class to me for a second, then. Because I thought the note was finished, and also, you have no class. I'm like, oh, all right.
I'm knackered.
You know how, like, 2 minutes ago or so I said going around painting other people's garage doors without their permission was a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see this person just go to that neighbour's house and say, oh, glad you liked it. I painted one for you.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Just step out the front. Just have a little bit of look. We've done a front yard blitz.
Yes.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, your car, does it have petrol in at the moment?
Oh, yeah. We got fuel to burn and roads to travel.
Okay, well, that's good that you don't have to go and fuel up.
Yep.
Next time you do, be a little bit careful.
Hmm.
Because the petrol station in suburban Melbourne...
Yeah.
Has gone viral.
I saw this.
Have you seen this?
Freaked me out.
And a deadly snake was found wrapped around the petrol pump. This snake was a tiger snake.
How about no?
Mm-hmm.
Not interested.
So old mate's just driving along. Oh, the fuel light's come on. I better turn into the petrol station, fill the car up with some petrol. Has gone to grab the pump, realised that there is a deadly tiger snake wrapped around it, and thought... I'm going to use a different pump type thing.
Are you picky and choosy with your servos? Do you like to visit the same ones, like when you need fuel?
Not really. I'd go to whichever one's cheapest.
Okay.
Why, do you have your favourite?
Yeah, I definitely. I always go to, like, I'll go to the same one a lot until I have a bad experience.
Okay.
And that's a bad experience.
And then you'll go to another one a lot and then until you have a bad experience.
Correct.
With that one.
That's
and
right.
Then the circle of life.
It's like, how hard is it, though, do you think, to have a bad experience at a servo?
I don't know. Clearly you have.
Clearly. Well, that's an example of definitely...
Like, oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong. This would... If I rolled up to get petrol from a servo later today and, like, there's a deadly snake wrapped around the petrol pump...
Coiled.
Yeah. I may think twice about using that servo again.
Absolutely. I'd walk. I wouldn't even take... If I went to reach out to the fuel pump, there's a snake.
You'd buy a bike.
There. I would... Yep, I'd get myself a scooter and never be seen again.
We should say as well, the servo... It wasn't this servo that put the snake there. It was, you know, they're inside going, you know what would be really funny?
Yeah, how do you know, Jordan? If I ask you.
Well, apparently... Well, they called us a snake catcher to come and remove the snake, and he said apparently the snakes, they kind of hitch a ride on cars from the country or wherever they're from.
What?
So he expects, like, the car that used that petrol pump beforehand...
Hell.
...may have come from somewhere in the country where the snake somehow managed to get on the car.
Frightening.
Travelled 5 hours or whatever it was to Melbourne, and the first time it stopped was at that petrol pump. So I thought, oh, well, I better get off here.
I did notice as well, did you see what he refers himself to as? He's not a snake catcher.
Yes. That is what I wanted to bring up as well. That is, I'm not going to lie, that is the main reason I want to talk about this. So the snake catcher that was called was a guy by the name of Raymond Hoser.
Yep.
However, he goes by the name of Snake Man.
Yeah, but even better, do you know what his company is called?
I do.
Go for it.
Snake Man works for a company called Snake Busters.
Who are you going to call?
What's that in the... I mean, there's a couple of mottos you can do. It's like, what's that in the sky? Is it a bird just blind? No, it's Snake Man. Or, who are you going to call?
There's something strange in your neighbourhood.
Something Slytherin in your neighbourhood. Who are you going to call? Snake Busters!
Yeah, well, he's done his job, though, hasn't he?
I mean, yeah, he's removed the snake.
That's all you can ask for. You can have a dumb, catchy theme song if you're going to do your job.
He did get a selfie with the snake, holding the snake quite close to his face, which I'm not sure is the safest. But the snake was removed from the petrol pump. No one was harmed. I don't know what's happened to the snake now. It's probably gone off somewhere to...
Frightening.
Maybe to go to another petrol station.
Last thing you need is tiger snake, which is one of the most poisonous going.
Mm-hmm.
Then to be high on fossil fuels. And then to meet a guy called the Snake Buster.
Yeah. Imagine him coming in his truck or something. You're just driving along and you see Snake Busters. You're like, I'm going to just drop back a little bit, give this guy some room if he's got snakes in his truck.
Yeah, well, what happens every time he goes to refuel, Jordan, I ask you? Is he...
Hang on. Are you suggesting that he went to refuel, planted the snake there, just waited around the corner? Okay, give it five minutes, they'll give me a call, the phone is calling. Hello, we've got a snake on a petrol pump. Oh, do you? Okay, I'll come and pick. Are you suggesting that he planted the snake to get some business?
Well, I think we might. If we check his route home, there might be a few other servos that need a quick once over. Because he may have just done a few pit stops just for a little bit of extra coin.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah. That should do it.